to Scattered Afterthoughts. It's episode 23 of the podcast, and I'm here with Joshua.
Hi.
And Corbin.
Hey, guys.
It's me.
And, yeah, we're ready to talk about a whole bunch of new stuff, new topics on this episode. But first, we better start out with the good old happies and crappies. So let's go with Joshua. Are you ready to give your happies and crappies?
Oh, yeah, sure. Two happies. In, like, I think the last episode we did, I talked about studying for a final for a class. I passed that. The funny thing was, in order to take the final, I had to be connected to this website called ProctorU that is used for, online classes to make sure that students don't cheat on tests.
Okay.
So I had to connect to that. I scheduled my test 3 days in advance. I connected to that. It connected me with a supervisor who watched me take the test on camera for like 40 minutes, and I had to show them my ceiling, the walls. I had to have a reflective surface behind me, so we had to test the turned off screen of my TV to make sure that that worked well enough, to make sure I wasn't using any reference material. I had to show them the table that I was using. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Why didn't they just put you in a classroom?
Well, because, you know, online, I don't know. It was kind of, it made me really uncomfortable, even though the guy was nice, and
I'd be very uncomfortable.
So when I closed it and left to go pick up my brother from school, I came back later and opened up Firefox again, and it had a survey for me. And it said, "What did you like about ProctorU?" And I said, "Well, I thought," I said, "the supervisor was kind and patient and helpful, you know, friendly, all that." And I said, "What did you not like about ProctorU?" And I said, "Feeling like I'm under surveillance, but I can understand that given the point of the website, that's unavoidable, yeah. I guess."
I mean,
But I passed that, and so that's nice because I'd been really anxious about all that. It was comparative worldviews. Yeah,
well, that's good.
I got a 91.5 awesome. In that class. I'm happy with that.
Ooh,
nice.
Dang, bro.
Thank you.
Good job.
Good job.
And then. My other happy is that today I went to Toys R Us because my dad was buying some Lego base plates, and I saw a guy walking out with, I guess, like his wife and a kid, but like, screw them. What I'm talking about is on his upper arm he had a tattoo of some characters from G Gundam, which I've never actually watched that. But I recognized it, and I thought that was pretty cool.
Oh.
My crappy is that I'm going to be on this compilation of cover songs for this band from the early 2000s,
okay,
called Jerome's Dream. And I just now have everything that I need, pretty much, to actually record it. And the deadline's in 2 days. so I'm going to have to, like, cram it. And I'm going to be able to do it. Like, I'm pretty sure. I'm not too worried about that, but it's just, it's still stressful, even though it's partially my fault. There's been a lot going
right.
on. But, yeah. at least I'm still going to do it. So, that's my kind of crappy.
Yeah, that's good.
So, yeah, that's that for me.
Okay.
Okay.
I guess if you're ready, Corbin, we can move on to you for your happies and crappies.
My happy is that the first meeting in my club went well.
Oh, nice. I was wanting to ask.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really awkward at first because I got up there, and there's like six or seven people, like not everybody was there yet. but it was like 6:30, so I started the meeting. Mm-hmm. And like it was awkward with just those few people. I had no idea like what to say. Like how to act. I don't know.
No, I understand.
It felt really awkward. And then like more and more people started showing up, and it was really, really chill. Everybody was just talking and while we listened to some music that everybody wanted to share.
That's great. That sounds pretty good.
It was fun. Yeah. My crappy is that I forgot to do my homework today. I still have to do it. It's tomorrow.
But you're but you're here recording with
it's
us?
It's not that hard.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's some devotion. I almost wanted to not.
Yeah.
Not
that
to.
Is some
devotion. Not to like stop what you're doing. I forgot to say that I went to a college Smash Brothers meetup on Friday in Conway, and it was like a tournament thing. I lost every bracket match I was in because I hadn't played in a while, but that's okay because I had a lot of fun. I got some friendlies in. My teammate for the team's bracket didn't show, so. I guess we'll just have to do that later. He was sick or something. But yeah,
he didn't show up. That sucks.
He apparently wasn't feeling well, I guess. But yeah.
Oh, I see.
Too lazy.
Still, that sucks. Just like being there already and then just at some point
he texted me. It's okay. Yeah, yeah. No, I understood.
He was
not feeling well. But yeah, back to you. Your less interesting story, Corbin. I'm sorry.
Wait, what are you talking about?
You're talking about your club.
Oh yeah. Well, I already kind of finished that story.
Yeah, I guess you finished it because you said you liked the homework. Yeah.
Oh, I guess I'm interrupting Geronimo.
I guess so. Let's see. I guess my happy this week would be I finished planning all of the travel list stuff for summer break because I'm the one in charge of like planning the travel for like my personal travel and like family vacation kind of stuff. So I have to do that. I usually just do it around this time. So to try to get like the best times on like dinner reservations or whatever.
Nice.
So I finished all of that when with like, so that's good. So I don't have to worry about that until it actually happens now, which is nice. You know, it's just kind of like something off of my shoulders. Like I don't have to think about
it
anymore.
Cool.
Yeah.
So that's good. And then my crappy would be that I have restarted Fire Emblem Heroes. Like four times now, and I've gotten one gold and no Lucinas. So, really, this is just a colossal failure.
I'm playing an arena duel right as we're recording this, and Lucina is on the team that I'm fighting.
Wow. Like, I really want Lucina. Like, really, that's all I want from the game, and I've yet to get it. And it's, ugh. And, like, three times I've restarted, and I've gotten, like, three red gems right off the bat. Like, first, I've got into the 20 gems, and I've gotten, like, three red, or 20 spheres or whatever, and gotten three red gems. And it just hasn't worked out. Like, the odds have been in my favor to get the sword people, and it just hasn't happened.
What's your favorite character
so
that you
I'm still
have gotten?
On that.
And who's on your like current team that you're using the most?
My current team, I mean, the 5-star Marth is pretty great. There's no way around that. I mean, he's just really good. He's an objectively good character. He's probably better than Lucina, just like in Smash.
Ow.
So,
that's true.
But he isn't a girl, so there's that as well.
my like main team that I'm using is Marth. Robin, Lanku from Fire Emblem Awakening, same as Robin, and then some old monk type guy named Rhys. I think it's like Rhys, and he's a healer and he runs an orphanage or something.
Rhys.
I don't care, but But he seems nice. It's good to have a healer. Corbin, are you?
Yeah, I realize now that a healer is very important.
This game.
Wow.
He's not one of the cool kids.
I know.
It's okay.
Sorry.
I'm enjoying it so far, though.
But yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's pretty fun. But yeah, you're right. Like I at some point in an older run, like on my first run, I realized that the healer class becomes very important later on, which I guess is typical of most Fire Emblems,
especially
right?
For level grinding.
So I really needed to have one leveled up, as opposed to like trying to find the level one healer.
Well, I've just been leveling up with my secondary team, and he's like,
right.
Let me see what level he is. Hold on. Yeah, he's just level 17, and Marth, Lanku, and Robin are just like 22 to 23, and he's just 17. So it doesn't have to be that, you know, close together. He'll progress.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it doesn't have to be that close together, but you know, you always want to have him somewhat leveled.
Honestly,
up,
I want
least,
Lucina
so.
Too. I'm a little sad.
Yeah, I really want Lucina.
Same.
Wait, Corbin doesn't even play the game, and he's like, yeah.
So, I guess, exactly.
Wow.
So, I guess that wraps up the happies and crappies, so we can move on to next order of business, which is pretty hype, because it's the Samurai Jack Season 5 trailer that's been released.
What, have you all seen it? Okay, good.
Yeah, I watched it.
I'm really excited for it.
I'm excited.
And they've already confirmed that the Scotsman is going to be in it. I guess he'll be an old man, but I'm feeling pretty good about things. The animation is like,
and it's going to be bloody. It's going to be
and the
violent.
The animation is like just as quality as
it
used
looks
to
really
be.
Good. Yeah, the animation quality looks amazing.
Yes.
I'm just,
it looks really good.
I hope it's.
Oh yeah,
like, I'm sold on it. I just like, I just pray plot wise that it's gonna be amazing.
I heard something. I don't know how true this is, but like, it's gonna have Jack kill like a human person for the first time, and that's supposed to be a big deal. Though I would have thought that had already happened, but I mean, I guess not. Wow, that. That Samurai Jack trailer sure does look good. Nothing happened just now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nothing at all happened. And we've been talking about we were just talking about Samurai Jack trailers and it looks
and
great.
And I appreciate
and
that
hyped.
It's a time skip.
Right,
I think
guys?
That'll be really interesting.
Samurai Jack is that'll be dope. Hopefully he actually kills Aku.
I hope so. Did you guys?
Back home.
Did you guys notice that that woman that's training those seven girls that are like the daughters of Aku? I heard.
Like,
it was Great Elisal. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, it seems really cool. I'm pretty hyped for it.
It's been 30.
I mean, this is like. I mean, it's something that I didn't ever expect it to happen in the first place, right?
But I always wanted it to.
Then go and make this new season of it. Yeah, and but I guess this is like something that everybody wanted, but just didn't expect to happen, right?
I'm very thankful.
And then on the opposite end of the spectrum, we got like Code Geass season 3 that nobody really
think some
wanted.
People wanted it.
But now, I mean, I guess some people wanted it. But, like, I think the majority of, like,
yeah,
the story
it was like,
seemed finished,
the ending was
right?
the best part of that show. So.
Yeah, like, nobody ever expected this for a completely different reason. I don't think anybody expected
it. I still appreciate what you said about it, that it looks like they never stopped animating for it since, like, they've been animating for it ever since season 2 ended.
And it does. I like the consistency. I really like the consistency of the animation so far.
Do you think Suzaku and Lelouch will kiss?
I mean, look. As long as there is hope in the world, then there is a chance that could happen.
I think...
That's all I'm saying. And I'm saying that maybe that chance is enough to sell me on season 3, okay?
The end of Evangelion when Shinji is, like, rising up from the water and his mom's voice, like, rings out in his head. As long as there's hope, as long as you're living in the world, there's still a chance that Lelouch and Suzaku will kiss. And he's like, I understand everything now. And then he wakes up on the beach.
And I mean, look, all I'm saying is that season 3, Corbin, they might kiss.
Corbin,
go watch it.
Corbin, have you seen Kokios? It's worth it. It's got some really clunky bits.
Oh, it's really good. It has got a lot of really weird shit in it, too.
I mean, Evangelion has some weird stuff in it.
That's true. It's less weird than Evangelion.
Oh, yeah, it's more straightforward than that.
I don't know what the word is.
My favorite fight scene is Psycho Glasses Girl versus Corner of the Table.
Oh, no, stop.
Oh, shit, that
made me so uncomfortable. I was like, oh...
Now, what made me uncomfortable was when...
It was so uncomfortable. It's not even subtext, it's just, like, content in the show. It just doesn't focus on it. But it glosses over it in such a way that you're even more uncomfortable because it doesn't acknowledge how messed up it is. Oh.
But no, seriously, the best fights in the show probably are the ones that involve
Orange Boy.
Just hands down.
Is that the guy with the long hair?
You know, Orange Boy.
I need to rewatch.
The guy with the half mask thing.
The guy with the kind of curly uppy hair and the bandana. I don't know.
Yeah, the guy who had like the last episode, like in the epilogue or whatever. He's literally
the guy. He has like shoulder length hair, doesn't he? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, is he cool?
He's awesome.
I remember being like, I don't care about this guy. Why are they showing me him? But again, that was like back in.
That was back in like
2013 or early. Yeah, 2013. So I need to rewatch. It's probably worth it.
It's been a while.
Dude,
there's probably going to be like a big r/anime rewatch too.
What's the character's name in Evangelion?
Shinji. Shinji Ikari.
Shinji.
Remember when he freaking hand-raped that girl?
I wouldn't call it that.
No.
He objectified her. That seems like famous. It's pretty messed up.
It's messed up.
Well, yeah, just like watching it for the first time, and you're just like, what is he? Oh, God. Oh, God. Oh, he's actually doing it.
It's like, oh, my God.
Well, it's kind of established that that was happening off screen for a while.
It's like, this is the last thing I was expecting.
and it comes almost right after all that stuff with him and Koru. And I remember watching that with you guys, and you're like,
yeah.
Oh. Oh. Oh, okay. Oh, that's...
Yeah.
I love that show so much.
What can you say? Shinji gets around.
You know, for a 14-year-old... 14-year-old nerd, he sure does. Holy crap.
With daddy
he's
issues,
got, like,
he sure does.
Next anyway, topic, our favorite Evangelion ships.
Except they all involve
your mother figures for some reason.
So, the next topic is, the, Lego Batman movie. that's going to come out.
Oh, yeah.
It looks really cool. I know a few people who have seen it, I guess, and they said that it was, you know, just what you'd expect from the Lego Batman movie. So I guess I see that as a good thing. You know, I see that as a good review, because what I'm expecting from the Lego Batman movie is just, you know, kind of casual, fun, happy movie. So
good jokes.
I don't know if either of you have seen it yet.
Yeah, I saw the Lego movie. I haven't seen the new Lego Batman.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I saw the Lego movie. I haven't seen the Batman.
My internet went out on the computer, so I'm still recording, but I'm on the phone to listen to all of you. Okay, so I guess that'll be edited or something. Okay, Lego Batman movie?
Lego Batman
I haven't
movie.
Seen the movie. I just saw.
Have seen you seen
the
it, Corbin?
Lego movie.
Oh, okay. I guess just, it was just me. I thought it was really fun. I had a lot of references. It was definitely a better movie, I'm sure, than Dawn of Justice was. It was very, you know, much a lot like the Lego movie with its sense of humor. I don't know. There's not much more I can say about it. It's just really fun. I'd recommend it if you like Batman and if you liked the Lego movie. Trying to think if there's anything else. Oh, Two-Face, he doesn't have a major role. He's just like a background like villain, but he's voiced by Billy Dee Williams, who played, you know, Lando. Billy Dee Williams played Harvey Dent in the first like Michael Keaton Batman movie. And then he never got to play Two-Face. In that series, when they introduced Two-Face, it was like some white guy whose name I forget. And so it was kind of cool that he got to be Two-Face in this movie. I thought that was fun. But yeah. I'll give it a Lego Batman out of 10. Wow.
Wow, that's a great score.
I thought
about
it a
lot. That's a pretty good score.
You know, it was a good time.
Hmm. Yeah, I guess I really want to go see it actually, because it seems like it's just going to be really fun to watch.
There is a trailer in the theater for the Lego Ninjago movie, and I guess this is also a spinoff of the Lego movie. Like, do you guys know what Ninjago is? Yeah, it had a Cartoon Network series. And I guess this is like a separate continuity since it's with the Lego movie. The Cartoon Network series was like fun, but it didn't take advantage of the fact that it didn't take advantage of the fact that they're Legos. Like, they look like Legos, but you never see them actually.
Right.
You know, there's no Lego humor there.
Right.
I just realized
that it's not the entire world doesn't like.
Right. I just realized my dad would call me a casual for referring to them as Legos instead of Lego. Apparently, that's the plural is just Lego, but I'm still having trouble getting used to that. But yeah, the Lego Ninjago looks fun. I'm certainly not like hyper, like, oh, I gotta go see that. You know what I mean? But it looks fun. The humor that was in the trailer was, you know, there's some laughing. It's a movie. I'll give the trailer
pretty much sells
it's a movie
right?
out of 10.
It's a movie.
Some laughing. Out of 10.
So a conservative.
Sure.
Yet hopeful.
Yeah, I'm always open to it being good. I'm personally more excited for the Lego 50 Shades Darker movie, because you know that'll take advantage of the fact that they're made out of Lego, but I haven't seen it yet.
Oh god,
have you guys seen it?
No. 50 Shades Darker, no, but I'm planning
Lego
on seeing
50
it
Shades
tonight
Darker.
Actually in my underwear.
Oh,
what?
No, the Lego 50
we're not
Shades
talking
Darker
about that?
Movie. It's being released around the same time, so there was some confusion.
That
double
too,
feature
as well. I'm.
You must be pretty lonely.
Yeah. I am.
All right.
So lonely.
Oh jeez, I'm just thinking about it now. Think about like what that kind of movie would be like.
Oh god. I mean, in Lego form, I guess the procedure is fairly straightforward, isn't it?
I want to say that if this movie will probably bomb, I haven't heard about it as much as the first one. But then again, like, I don't hang out with a bunch of single moms, so I wouldn't actually.
Oh, the really? Demographic is huge. It'll probably make a lot of money.
It did?
The first one made a good amount of money. Yeah. The book, I mean, how did the book became a New York Times bestseller just off of single women.
Yeah, I'm not going to see it, obviously.
Why did they wait so long?
I don't know that they did. It was just in 2015, though.
I don't know.
50 Shades of Grey came out like in 2013, I think.
I don't think in 2013. Like, let me look it up.
Really? I thought it was like 13 or 14.
I always say 2013 because I think that's when The Weeknd came out.
Well, okay,
song.
Maybe you're right. Let me look it up.
I made it on the moon. Shame
of Grey. Torrent, I mean, release date? Yeah, 2015. 2015.
2013?
Actually. Yeah, I was right.
15? I said it hasn't been that long then.
What? I thought it came out way earlier.
I mean, the book certainly did, but.
Huh.
Not the masterpiece of cinema.
To be fair, I guess the book was popular for a while, before they announced the movie.
For a while, yeah. And it, actually, you know, it started out as a Twilight fanfic.
Yeah.
I wonder you know what, I'm going to look up what the...
You know, some memes should not. They should just stay dreams.
What do you want to bet?
They should just stay dreams.
Like, what do you guys think the author looks like? I'm going to look it up right now. I'm going to look up the author.
Let's not do this.
okay, hold on.
I mean, say what you will. She did turn a fanfic into a best-selling franchise.
Yeah.
So there's that.
I don't mean this in like a, oh yeah, I'll bet she wrote that, because like that's, you know, crappy. I just mean like, I don't mean this in like a, I'm horrified or something way, you know, the person looks fine. I just mean like, I see these Google images that come up and I think, I think she wrote that. I think she did. And she did. So, I'll just leave it at that. I hope she has a great rest of her life.
Yeah, so look forward to watching the 50 Shades Darker Lego movie. Sure to be a smash hit.
This summer.
This summer.
Summer.
That's right.
At theaters near you. Across
so, Geronimo, I understand you wanted to talk about Lego Seclusion, parenthesis, new game, the movie.
Yeah, it's Lego Seclusion, the movie.
The movie.
Subtitle new game, and no, but actually Seclusion is just like some game I found on Steam. It was just made, I think it was just made in Game Creator,
Game Maker,
in Game Creator, and Game Maker, that's the one, sorry. It was just made in Game Maker, but
I have Game Maker.
It's a sort of, you know, it's going off of those kind of games that are just kind of atmospheric,
like
exploration style games,
that
but,
kind or
in a sense, but with, I'm gonna say there's not quite as much purpose as in Metroid, whereas in Metroid you're given, you know, kind of like a,
oh, so this is just kind of like
goal,
a
goal, right?
There's no object to it, basically,
right? And there is a there is a, from what I can tell playing the game so far, game has a goal, but it's not immediately clear what it is, right? So, like, the first step of the game is to actually find out, because you're just thrown into
and
it.
Like,
there's not
cool.
really an introduction. There's the data. It's not even a tutorial. And, yeah, it was really cool. So, you know, because a lot of games don't do that anymore. And it just throws you in. And so the first, you know, part of the game is just trying to figure out exactly what's happening and what you actually need to do. And so it's just, there's a lot of exploration, but as in terms of mechanics, it's just like a, it's a side-scrolling 2D game with shooting. So you have two basic weapons that you start with, is just the pistol and the shotgun, right? And it's like pixel arty kind of style. So it's a really basic game. Like, it's just to the core. Let me see, because I bought it... When I bought it, it was like 10% off or something, so I don't know what the original price is now. Let's see, Seclusion. On Steam right now, it is $4.24. That's 15% off, so the original price is $4.99,
cool.
so just about $5. But yeah, it's a really cool game, and the idea is, like, they don't... They're not quite, and I haven't figured this all out yet, right? Because I'm still playing through it. But it has a sort of mechanic where it's a day-night cycle. But at night, the enemies become more plentiful and seem to become more powerful. But if you die, you lose all items that you didn't put away in storage. And you just respawn at the next day. Or what seems to be the next day. But items in the world also respawn. And like I said, I haven't figured out what's going on in the game yet, because I haven't gotten too far. So, but it's just kind of, you know, interesting to
So are
try
you
to figure
a, like,
out
recording
happening.
Your playthrough of this, or did you just want to bring it up because you thought it was interesting?
Yeah, I've recorded the first, my first impressions of the game, and I'm going to be putting that on YouTube, and I hope to record myself playing the game more. So,
do you have any idea how
it's really fun.
You are?
I'm having fun playing it.
Okay.
Right now, I have no idea. I don't know how large the game... I don't imagine that the game itself is very large, just based on... I think it's just, like, one guy who made it, so... But we'll see.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Seems pretty
I'm very interested to try that.
Yeah. Kind of segueing from that is a new policy.
I heard something about that. I just don't know the details.
Yeah, so for a while, Steam has had their program called Steam Greenlight, which basically a developer pays a one-time fee, and they can then release games onto Steam Greenlight. And if enough people are interested in the game, then it is fully released on Steam when it's completed, right? Their Steam is now, Valve, is now wanting to replace that system with a new system called Steam Direct, or Steam Direct, which is similar, but the fee will be on a per-game basis as opposed to a one-time developer fee. So every single time that a developer wants to release a game on Steam, it would have to pay some sort of dollar amount. And the dollar amount isn't secured yet, and the Valve says that they're still thinking about it. But it could be anywhere between, you know, $50 and $5,000 per game.
You know... I'm sure there's, like, you know, angles to that I'm unaware of, obviously. I don't know what all is factored into that decision. But on paper, it just sounds like an excuse to get more money.
Yeah. I get that. It definitely sounds like... And it sounds like it'll just hurt a lot of, like, the, one-man team kind of things. And I'm kind of, like, you know, and it kind of shows, because I'm kind of split about it, because I agree that there is an excess of games on Steam that are just very, I don't know how to best describe it, but they're just essentially just clones of other games, right? Where it's just like low effort games made in, say, RPG Maker or something that is essentially just the same as or extremely similar to other games that are just being released constantly on Steam.
Yeah, I feel like there's probably, you know, a different way to filter that, though, than just charging people more.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I'm not handling business models anywhere. So I'm sure that there's, you know, angles to this I'm unaware of. But it sounds like it's going to do more harm than good.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too, is that this is just like a really, I guess this is just an attempt at a really easy for Valve, anyway. Like, it'll probably be easy on them to attempt to curate the market a bit, which they really have just failed
like,
to do.
Do you know anyone
abysmally.
That has gotten, like, scammed by buying the same game several times? Like, I don't. I feel like you'd have to... Exactly.
No, I mean, it doesn't happen. I think most of the problem that they deal with is just that, like, if you go to Steam new releases, you find a lot of games, and not very many of them I would
maybe
consider
they could,
good.
I don't know. I feel like it would be more productive to do, like, a filtering system or something like that. You know what I mean?
Right. But I guess they would, like, the idea is, like, that would probably cost them money,
I guess
to try
so.
To, like, actively filter out or curate games.
Hopefully, at least, it's not the, you know, the pricing angle isn't bad.
Yeah, I hope not. Because there are certainly a lot of games that went through Steam Greenlight that were just, like, one-man, you know, one-man dream teams. And end up making, like, millions of dollars as they, like, grew over time.
Yeah.
But I guess only time can tell. Hopefully, Gaben does not forsake us.
I hear, as time passes, I hear more and more negative things from people about Valve. Just, you know, just their opinions, obviously, but...
Right. It's just... They've done a lot of good, and I think people forget this, right, is Steam once upon a time was just like the worst platform ever. I mean, it was terrible. Like, nothing worked on Steam. It was just that you had to use it, and it was essentially just a really, really, really annoying kind of DRM system, essentially, right? Like, it marketed itself as just management, but at the time it was just kind of, you know, you tied this game to your Steam account and you couldn't just sell
gross.
The PC game anymore, right?
Corbin, are you here?
So...
Okay.
But since then... since then, Steam has gotten, like, really good at the part... At, you know, at the managing your games and tying them to your account.
Yeah, I like
and letting
you
purchase games part. And now we're struggling with the curation part, but I think that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, I think
personally.
I
kind of
know what you mean. Yeah, I mean, I've had more, you know, looking back, I've had more positive times with Steam than I have negative. So.
Yeah. But I do agree that they are starting to fall behind things like Origin now. Like, the Origin, like, their support and the return policy.
I'm not really familiar with
really
Origin.
Amazing, actually. Yeah.
yeah.
What, yeah,
but I agree that there are not a lot of people. I mean, there's not a lot of games that I play on Origin at all. So I mainly just
Valve
use Steam for everything.
What?
Valve actually said that they're going to make 3 full games with VR in mind.
Well.
Oh, wow.
So they're making 3 full VR games is what they're claiming.
So
what,
that means
what,
that
Gabe Newell is claiming.
Will it be original stuff or will it be sequels?
That's the question. They didn't answer that, I don't think. He just said that they will be releasing 3 full games for VR.
Dude, Portal 3 that would be incredible, would be
but I'm hesitant to get my hopes
that
up.
That would be
not
dope.
You know, I'm not saying that they wouldn't do that, but they never seem to come out with sequels when people want it the most. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And I mean, I guess people, I don't know.
I remember obviously, Left 4 like, Dead 2 came yeah, Left 4 Dead 2. Yeah, really yeah. soon after the first one.
Yeah. I think I had, like, gotten a used version of, like, the first Left 4 Dead for, like, a console, for, like, 360, I guess, or something. And then I was seeing, like, ads for the second one in the store, and I was like, what? It's like, I haven't even played this game yet, and you're telling me there's another one?
Thankfully, I feel like Left 4 Dead 2 has great replay value. Yeah, at least on the PC, thanks to custom maps. Yeah,
and
yeah,
some
exactly.
of the mods are amazing. Yeah, on PC especially.
But you know what they say. Half-Life 3 win. That's what they say.
Dude, at this point, Half-Life 3 is not even going to be fun, no matter how good it is.
It's just got so much... It has, like, what? Almost like a decade of hype now?
Yeah.
How is it supposed to live up to that?
For real.
Maybe Valve is just waiting for us all to give up
I
on
almost
it
feel like
and
they just don't even
want to
do it. Like, it's never been a plan. They've never...
They made Half-Life 2... Like, 2 point, like, episode 2 or whatever. And they were just like, guys, we can't make a better
game. I've actually
than
never
this.
Played Half-Life 2.
Like, we've peaked. It definitely... I'm not going to say that it's aged perfectly at all. But
my actual,
it is still very fun.
Half-Life experience regardless. Just goes as far as Black Mesa. Which they still haven't finished, have they?
I don't know, actually. Okay. I'm not going to say one way or the other, because I don't know.
Man. What a good time to be alive.
What a good time to be alive. Yeah, it's still in early access, so I guess it's... I assume that it's not finished.
Weird. You wouldn't think, after all this time, that would still be the case. Really makes you think.
Know. So, moving on from Steam, there's another more, like, I guess is just news for weebs, but Crunchyroll has announced that they're going to make their own anime expo convention thing called just Crunchyroll Expo over in California. And apparently this is part of this, or part of their decision to do this, is because they've also reached 1 million premium subscribers on Crunchyroll, which is pretty incredible considering a few years ago they only had 200,000.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Except for the fact they screwed me over because they said they'll give me a free trial for 30 days. I was like, all right, cool. And you know how usually when you sign up for a free trial, they'll charge you next month, but you can cancel it and then just...
Right.
Finish the whole month with your free trial and don't have to worry about getting charged. Well, I freaking went to them and I wanted to cancel my subscription so they wouldn't charge me next month, and they just went ahead and canceled my free trial while in the middle of it. So,
I'm gonna
so
say
I'm not using it anymore because I can't watch 5 or 6 ads for a 20-minute episode.
Yeah, I've got a workaround for that. Yeah. Yeah, if you ever want to meet me behind West Episcopal Church at 4 a.m., I've got a paper bag. I'll be wearing this yellow cone hat. And don't be alone.
Well, there goes the Crunchyroll sponsorship.
That's my plan.
Okay, all right.
All right.
Tell me about it later, boy. Because I need to watch my Naruto Shippuden and be an idiot.
All right.
No, actually, I might stop
watching
that
it?
Show because it's just not... Yeah, just I watched Naruto.
One Piece. Telling you, Shippuden is just downhill.
Yeah, now it's I'm on Shippuden, downhill. And it's just like, man, this is just so
the original
not as
Naruto.
Good.
Look, I don't care what anybody says. The original Naruto is so good. Yeah, but Shippuden, well, I think, is just a shit show.
The very first season of Naruto, like that's why it got so famous because it was so good.
Right.
It's not
it
like
so amazing.
In that sense, it's not overrated, but.
It is just look. It is just your typical shonen, but I think that it was really, really fun to watch. But
yeah.
Shippuden, I think, is just a shit show of filler that really is just overall. I felt a lot of Shippuden was just disappointing.
That's what my dad said about
that. And the pacing got so much worse.
the pacing is terrible.
So
it takes
slow.
So long for anything meaningful to happen.
I heard it
got
better towards the end, but I don't actually know. Again, I
yeah, I watched the ending as well, and it certainly got better, but there were still, like, even in the end, and this isn't unique to the anime, mind you, this is just, like, the story in general, even in the manga, but towards the end, there were a lot of plot points where I was sort of disappointed with how it was wrapped up. Or how the loose ends were kind of tied up, you know? And I mean, I guess that happens a lot, right? You can't
shonen
just. Shonen
seems
just
to have a real
ending,
problem
still.
With. And a lot of anime in general, actually. And, okay, actually, no, just fiction and. Fiction in the 21st century in general seems to have a real issue with, after, like, the final battle, skipping ahead and showing that the main characters have kids and expecting that to serve as resolution. Am I alone in that?
Yeah. No, that definitely happens a lot. Except Naruto made it worse by just starting the next series. Like, they're just like, this is the end of Naruto. Want to see them have kids? Hey, by the way,
Boruto.
My next series is this kid.
I don't know, but like the last
like, I was
Airbender.
Just like, are you kidding me?
when you watched The Last Airbender, I felt like it was kind of, I was kind of satisfied with the ending and stuff. Even though it's kind of a cliche epilogue type
thing. I liked it, but. Korra doesn't ruin anything for me because it's not a direct continuation. You know what I mean? It's just you just get to.
Right.
I mean, well, maybe it is, but you know what I mean.
Well, I mean, like,
whereas Boruto is the most direct continuation you could possibly have.
You know, if they're gonna have again, I'm not a huge Naruto fan. I had my chance to get into it, but I was a sheltered boy. And also, when I tried to get into Shippuden, it was on Disney XD, and everything good was cut out. And also, it was taken off soon after.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, why does it have to be Naruto's son that it focuses on? You know what I mean? Like, why can't it be another character and they are also characters?
Why can't it be like the next Hokage?
I don't know.
Or better yet, if Naruto's if Naruto's story isn't over, why not just focus? You know, why not just have it be about Naruto and his son can be there, kind of like with Dragon Ball Z, except that I think Gohan is a much more interesting character than Goku.
Oh, I mean, spoiler alert! Spoiler alert! It's the same fucking story.
Boruto. Okay.
Yeah.
I was gonna say
it's
like,
not quite the same, but spoiler alert: there's a reason you can't focus on Naruto. Apparently.
Wait. Oh, does his son want to become Hokage?
Well, let's not.
Does Naruto die?
Okay, let's just not talk about that because I don't really want to spoil.
Let's not talk about it.
I want to know. Does Naruto
spoilers
die?
Spoilers for sure.
I didn't think so.
No.
Oh,
yes,
wait, are you referring to the movie that they did?
Possibly.
Where it's about Boruto's issues with his dad? Is that what you're talking about? Naruto's a jerk?
Dude.
Not exactly. I mean, they did make a movie about that, but...
Naruto's a jerk. The movie.
movie. He like goes off to like look for Sasuke.
Who? Naruto like, again?
He basically just follows Sasuke around.
Gosh dang Sasuke.
Boruto just goes and follows around Sasuke. Basically is just like, I don't want to be like my dad, I want to be like Sasuke.
Sasuke's a freaking emo piece of crap. Why would he want to be so like weird. Sasuke?
I don't know.
Sasuke, okay, Sasuke as a character is bad.
Annoys me. Yeah. Frustrates me to no end.
So bad. Like, he was cool at first when you didn't really know a whole lot about him, and then once you started getting to know him and stuff.
Problem is, like, even in, like, Shippuden, right, where they're supposed to be, like, more grown up or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's like his reason for doing everything is just like the same old childish shit. And I'm just like, Sasuke, stop!
Yeah.
Well, you know what they say.
Gosh. Life gives you lemons.
What do they say? Make life take the lemons back.
I watched One Punch Man, and I'm excited for the new.
Oh, yeah? It's so good.
It's so good. One Punch Man really is funny.
So good.
So I wanted to talk about retro blocks.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. I'm pulling up the. Yeah, basically. I'm pulling up the article.
Is that right?
I don't have all of it on.
Retro blocks. It's a weird, like. It's a weird console where you can add
basically
different.
You know how
consoles,
they make some consoles. It's like I have one called the FC Twin, and it can play NES games and Super Nintendo games. It has two cartridge slots. There's also the Retron 5 that can do like SNES, NES, Game Boy Advance, Game Boy Color. This thing, the RetroBlox, can play like NES, SNES, PlayStation 1, Sega Genesis, Sega Saturn, I think, probably Game Boy, Sega CD, let's see what else there is. TurboGrafx 16, Atari. It's going to have an optical drive module that you can add on to it that will add support for PlayStation, PC Engine CDs. Okay, so there will be an add-on where you can put in discs, I guess. Something like that. And the thing is, when you put the game in, it will download it, basically. So you'll be able to just play that game on the system from then on without even having to put the cartridge in, which I think is pretty cool. But they made it clear that this isn't like an emulation machine and that well, maybe that wouldn't be the right word, but you can't like put an SD card full of ROMs on it and be able to play them. You have to have it physically.
I see. So there's supposed to be like
supposed
to be used to
play. That doesn't mean you can't put in a flash card or something like that. You know, a cartridge with ROMs on it.
Right.
I would assume. It sounds pretty cool though. It also claims that it's going to have online play support, like you can do with some emulators. To be honest, everything I'm hearing about this, like, you can do all of that same stuff by just, you know, connecting your computer.
Like on a PC,
right? Exactly. But I do think that these cartridges, these consoles are cool, and I do, you know, I collect some old games, you know, as long as I'm interested in them. So I think that this is a great idea. I certainly wouldn't be opposed to getting one. I'm just saying, it's not like these functions are something, you know, we've never been able to do before through other methods.
Right. It's not like specific. It's not really.
But I do think it's a cool
console.
Idea. So, you know, if someone was like, "Here you go, here's the system," I'd be like, "Thank you." So, you know, that's that.
Yeah.
I like video games.
I don't know what this is. I'm sorry.
Video games are pretty cool. All right, last thing I wanted to talk about. I wrote this down as the Star Wars comic is making Joshua uncomfortable. So,
yeah, okay, I don't know what you're talking
about. You know, Marvel is publishing the Star Wars comics now. And so there's been a lot of different series. Some of them have been limited. Some of them are ongoing. But the only one that's been running ever since they started and hasn't stopped is just called Star Wars. And it takes place in between Episode 4 and Episode 5. And it's, you know, Luke and Han and Leia, and they're doing stuff, I guess. Best case scenario, it, you know, kind of fills things in, fleshes out what the characters are like at that time in their lives, adds to the lore. Worst case scenario, it feels like I'm watching an episode of Friends that takes place in space and somehow still manages to have more black people than an actual episode of Friends would. Isn't that like the stereotype about Friends? Okay. But yeah, like, there was a cool story where, like, Luke goes to Coruscant to try to access Jedi holocrons or something and ends up in an arena that's run by this, buff hut that is, like, super jacked and walks around on, mechanical spider legs. There's been some really cool stories about he goes back to Tatooine and goes to Ben Kenobi's hut and finds a journal that he wrote in just about his experiences on Tatooine trying to make it as a hermit, you know, try to survive mentally and run-ins with sand people and stuff like that. That's been really cool. The most recent story arc about Luke, Leia, and Han stealing a Star Destroyer has really not been interesting, because it's like, how many times are these characters going to do these high-stakes things, and then it works out perfectly, and then...
I
understand that's just a problem you're going to have if you're making comics about these characters in the setting in between these movies where you know that they survive. But they could be a lot more creative with, their plot ideas, I think. But anyway, what I was going to talk about, the story that they're doing right now is, C-3PO is captured off of the Star Destroyer or something like that, and they're grilling him for information on the rebellion. And so R2-D2 single-handedly, like, gets in an X-Wing and sets off to try and rescue C-3PO, which there's already a lot of issues with that. But somehow the X-Wing that Luke is in is disabled, and so he's just floating in space right now. So to pass the time, he gets out the Kenobi journal to do a bit of reading. Okay. Well, where he's reading, it's Obi-Wan writing about stories he heard about Yoda before Episode 1. And I think that sounds like a really interesting plot point. Like, that could potentially be super cool. The problem is, the story right now about Yoda that he's reading about is awful. It's about Yoda traveling to this planet that he heard, like, a distress signal from or something like that. And it's kind of like the land of Lost Boys in Peter Pan, where it's just a bunch of children. It's a bunch of, like, Native American-looking children, basically, with, like, face paint and stuff like that. And they have these spears with glowing rocks at the end that Yoda thinks are, like, connected to the Force or something like that. And they've had a war with, like, a warring tribe or something. And because the rocks have connection to the Force or something, Yoda can't control them. And this leads to Yoda literally getting pelted with rocks and knocked unconscious. You can, yeah, and like the art is traced over shots of Yoda from the prequels, I think, and so he looks like hyper detailed, and meanwhile all the kids around him look like blobs in comparison, and so it's almost like in a comic one of the characters is CGI, which is hilarious. It's just so, don't That's get me wrong, weird. I love the idea of getting some stories about Yoda doing solo stuff. I think that's great. But this is a bad plot idea. And Yoda gets knocked unconscious, like, like, just the mental image of them, like, they have him, like, chained up, and they throw rocks at him, and they call him, like, frog demon and stuff like that. It's like, it's just hilarious.
That's hilarious.
Say a prayer for Yoda. Change your profile picture to give it like a green filter.
Yeah.
Prayers for Yoda.
I don't know. Ugly. I mean, Yoda's pretty ugly. I can see why they pelted rocks at him. He looks freaking like a, like, if you didn't know he was on the good side, like, you would think he was evil because of the way he looks. He just looks so ugly. Well, I meant, like, more specifically, the prequels Yoda, the CGI Yoda, he looks like
well, he looked really bad originally in episode one. He's better in two and three. He looks like two and three Yoda in this. Though later on they replaced the creepy episode one Yoda with CGI Yoda that looks like episode two and three Yoda. Anyway.
Right.
Did I maybe go a little too far with the prayers for Yoda? It sounds like I'm making fun of like the prayers for Paris and stuff. I'm not. It's just I'm making fun of Yoda and their treatment of him in this.
It's a meme.
This character. I mean, in this, how they're treating his character in this comic.
A meme.
He had rocks thrown at him.
Yeah, that's pretty ridiculous and funny.
I hope he's okay.
At the same time.
Wherever you are, Yoda.
Hopefully.
We do, because we need that he's guy. In the later movies. Wow.
For a little
I hope
bit.
He's okay. Yeah, he really is.
It's pretty important.
Well, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to go think about Yoda now. I mean, I hope he's okay.
Yeah. Same. I'm going to go to the in chat, and I'm going to take a shower and think about Yoda.
It's probably the safest place to think about Yoda.
You do you.
Yeah.
But that wraps up episode 23 of the podcast. Hope you enjoyed listening to our garbage. If you didn't enjoy it, you're probably
a little too the exact same kind podcast, of person that would pelt Yoda with rocks and knock him out.
Yeah,
that's me.
And we don't need any rock pelters around here. Okay, we don't need people throwing rocks at
Yoda's mistreatment is serious business. Yoda. And I'm gonna stand up. Against it.
We gotta stand. If we don't stand up for Yoda, who will?
You need to call this episode Yoda is Ugly.
It'll be something about Yoda.
All right,
I'm sure.
Yeah. So we'll see you guys in episode 24. Bye-bye.
Bye.